About 1,700 U.S. soldiers are stationed in Kosovo as part of the NATO peacekeeping force. That includes 92 members of the Wisconsin National Guard's 1st Battalion, 147 Aviation Unit. Soldiers have contended with leftover armaments from recent wars, smuggling rings, and violent skirmishes between different ethnic and political factions. But earlier this month, word got out that military officials were considering changing the Kosovo operations to non-combat status.
It's a hazardous zone. If it wasn't hazardous, why are we sending troops there?
U.S. Congressman Steve Kagan of Wisconsin says he and Minnesota Representative Tim Walz then wrote Defense Secretary Robert Gates, criticizing the proposal.
I do consider it violent and potentially dangerous if you're clearing an area of mines, and so should the Department of Defense. And of course, they've agreed with us. They've reversed their decision to reduce their pay.
Had it been approved, U.S. soldiers would have lost $225 in monthly combat pay, their exemption from federal payroll taxes, their ability to apply for subsidized loans, and would have had to pay for their own flights home for R&R periods. A Pentagon spokesman confirmed late last week that the proposal was dropped. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.